The Vatican's encyclical on climate change is making waves among the world's Catholic denomination. Well, before this important statement from the Catholic Church came out, the Church of England took its own stand on climate change. Joining a fast-growing global divestment movement, the Church of England announced it's pulling its support and money from fossil fuels. From London, Anya Coopers has more.
The Church of England was born back in the 16th century thanks to King Henry VIII's decision to split from the Roman Catholic Church. He wanted a divorce, but the Vatican said no. Now, nearly 500 years later, the Anglicans are back on the same page with the Catholics, at least when it comes to the recent climate change-focused papal encyclical.
We've divested from 13 companies. These are in companies that are in the highest carbon fossil fuels. So that's companies involved in thermal coal mining and oil sands extraction.
Edward Mason is the head of responsible investment for the Church Commissioners. He says the Church of England has engaged with some fossil fuel companies to improve their communication to investors on climate issues. But it now won't be investing any more of its time or money in the very worst polluters.
Because these are companies that specialise in these areas, we didn't think that we would be able to have productive engagement with them. And also, we don't feel that it's the right place for church investing bodies to have their money.
The Church of England joins more than 220 institutions in a fossil fuel divestment campaign that was launched in the US in 2012. Universities, local authorities, pension funds, foundations and churches all have committed to divesting. Here in the UK, Oxford University, the British Medical Association, the Guardian Media Group and the Quakers have also signed up. But how easy is it for the men and women who deliver the teachings of the Bible to communicate a message about fossil fuel divestment in their everyday sermons?
But do realise that the futility and fragility of creation is not creation's fault.
Robin Weeks, the vicar at Emmanuel Church in Wimbledon, southwest London, is giving his Sunday morning sermon.
Nor is it God's fault, even though he was the one, verse 20, who subjected it to futility. No, friends, it's our fault. If creation is the great orchestra, humanity is the conductor. And we have bunked off. That's what Genesis chapter 3...
A focus on the natural world is often a part of his preaching, the vicar says, because of the Christian responsibility to take care of what God has created.
We recognise that we humans don't run God's world God's way. We abuse it, we don't take good care of it, and that's why the world is a mess. And creation care, I think, is an important part of Christians' responsibility, and a concern for climate change would be part of that.
The Church of England's message of environmental responsibility and its fossil fuel divestment, combined with a brand new climate change policy, all fit into a larger and growing movement, says Edward Mason from the Church Commissioners.
Well, I think the policy is very well timed with the run-up to the global climate change talks in Paris at the end of this year. I think there's a sense of momentum building at the moment. Comment from Global Faiths are an extremely important part of that picture.
The fossil fuel divestment movement is the fastest in history, according to research at the University of Oxford, faster even than the campaign in the 1970s and 80s to stop investment in South Africa in order to bring down the system of racial segregation that was known as apartheid. But is this campaign having any real impact on the world's powerful fossil fuel industry?
You do need the credible threat of divestment to motivate these companies.
Ben Caldecott is the British environmentalist and economist leading the University of Oxford's research into fossil fuel divestment.
The act of divestment itself isn't going to bankrupt these companies, but it sends a signal that results in this process of organisational stigma. And that's how these companies are impacted.
Caldecott says the divestment movement won't change the fossil fuel companies' business models. But, he says, it is affecting their reputations and therefore their ability to recruit high-calibre employees, to raise capital and to win political influence. They are now taking note. And that's thanks in part to divestment campaigners like Ellie Roberts. Roberts works for a London-based ecumenical Christian charity called Operation Noah.
I'm a Quaker and Quakers made a commitment to become a low-carbon sustainable community a few years ago and were the first denomination to divest from fossil fuels, and so I think took a really leading role on this in the UK.
After working with the UN climate negotiations and seeing how stuck the process had become, Roberts decided the divestment movement was a much better way of shifting political power.
I think that's a financial case, so really kind of emphasising the fact that there's an increasing amount of research that shows fossil fuels are becoming increasingly risky investments, because if governments do pass legislation that curbs carbon emissions, many of their reserves will be unburnable or will be much less profitable.
Big energy companies don't seem too worried and have voiced confidence that any efforts to curb climate change by keeping fossil fuel reserves in the ground will fail because of the world's relentless energy demand. Campaigners and the Church of England do know that, but that's not stopping them. Back at Emmanuel Church in Wimbledon, Vicar Robin Weeks knows patience is a virtue in this divestment game.
I think it can make a difference. I think it's good to be realistic about the difference it can make, and therefore not to overinvest in some of these attempts, you know, and therefore be disappointed. But I'm absolutely convinced that long term, there will be a huge difference.
The Church of England has so far withdrawn some €17,000 worth of fossil fuel investments, which is only a fraction of its total investment portfolio, say critics. And yet the church is now part of the fastest growing divestment movement in history that's successfully shifting public opinion, ramping up political pressure, and putting an unprecedented level of pressure on the energy industry to move investment out of fossil fuels and into renewables. Anya Coopers, DW, London.